Rob Glaser, the founder of Real Networks, tried to circumvent Apple's restrictions in July 2004 with a service called Harmony. He had attempted to convince Jobs to license Apple's FairPlay format to Harmony, but when that didn't happen, Glaser just reverse-engineered it and used it with the songs that Harmony sold. Glaser's strategy was that the songs sold by Harmony would play on any device, including an iPod or a Zune or a Rio, and he launched a marketing campaign with the slogan, Freedom of Choice. Jobs was furious and issued a release saying that Apple was stunned that Real Networks has adopted the tactics and ethics of a hacker to break into the iPod. Real Networks responded by launching an internet petition that demanded, "Hey Apple, don't break my iPod." Jobs kept quiet for a few months, but in October, he released a new version of the iPod software that caused songs bought through Harmony to become inoperable. "Steve is a one-of-a-kind guy," Glaser said. "You know that about him when you do business with him."